Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. In the Orthodox Church, the services of Great Lent, and especially throughout Holy Week, are filled with beautiful hymnography. Today's program will focus on the second Sunday of Great Lent and the first 3 days of Holy Week. St. Gregory Palamas is commemorated on the second Sunday of Great Lent, as he was a living witness that humans, through prayer and fasting, can become participants of the uncreated light of God's divine glory. Let's listen to the Troparion for St. Gregory Palamas, sung in Byzantine chant by Apostolos Hill. Let's now turn our attention to Passion Week, or Holy Week, as it is popularly known. This week is filled with special services as Orthodox faithful go with the Lord to Jerusalem. The Liturgy of the Presanctified Gifts is one such service celebrated during the first 3 days of Holy Week. Following Old Testament readings, five verses of Psalm 141, "Let My Prayer Arise," are sung, with a refrain between each verse. "Let my prayer arise in your sight as incense, and let the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Hear the voice of my prayer when I cry to you. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, nor to practice wicked deeds. Let my prayer arise in your sight as incense, and let the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice." Let's listen to a selection of this psalm composed by Gretchaninov and sung by the Russian State Symphonic Capella, Valery Polyansky, conductor. The first 3 days of Holy Week are referred to as the end, as Christ enters Jerusalem and begins to speak openly. The themes of the Bridegroom Matin services of Holy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are as follows: the end, vigilance, and repentance. The troparion of these services contains the two themes of darkness and judgment. Behold, the bridegroom comes at midnight, and blessed is the servant whom he shall find watching. And again, unworthy is the servant whom he shall find heedless. Beware, therefore, O my soul, do not be weighed down with sleep, lest you be given up to death, and lest you be shut out of the kingdom. But rouse yourself, crying, Holy, holy, holy are you, O our God. Through the Theotokos, have mercy on us. We'll now hear four settings of this troparion, sung first in Vallam chant by the choir of the Brethren of Vallam Monastery, followed with a composition by Gretchen Enoff, sung by the Russian State Capella Symphonic Chorus. The third setting will be sung in Kievan chant by the Vallam Brotherhood Choir, followed by a Byzantine chant setting sung by Apostolos Hill.
Обрящет умение. servant whom he shall find watching. But unworthy is he whom he shall find in slothfulness. Lest thou be given over to death and shut out from the kingdom, but return to soberness and
behold, the bridegroom comes in the midst of the night, and blessed is the servant whom he shall find watching. And again, unworthy is he whom he shall find. Beware therefore, O my soul, lest thou be borne down with sleep, lest thou be given over unto death, and lest thou be shut out from the kingdom. Wherefore arouse thyself and cry, holy, holy, holy art thou, O our God. Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Savior, save us.
The Exapostolarian, or Hymn of Light, is sung near the end of the Bridegroom Matins of Holy Week. This special hymn tells us that in our present state we are not ready to meet the Lord, and therefore must repent, changing our inner mind and heart before we can enter the kingdom. I see your bridal chamber adorned, O my Savior, but I have no wedding garment that I may enter. O Giver of light, enlighten the vesture of my soul and save me. The following three selections are sung by the Valam Singing Culture Institute in a Solovki monastery chant, followed by a composition of Kapasov sung by the choir of the Koretz Holy Trinity Stavropigian Convent, and a Byzantine chant setting sung by Apostolos Hill.
Thank you.
I see thy bridal chamber adorned, O my Savior, and I have no wedding garment that I may enter therein. O thou giver of light, make radiant the vesture of my soul and
let's continue with the Hymn of Light of Holy Week Bridegroom Matins and close today's program of Lenten and Holy Week music with a selection composed by Gretchen Ninoff and sung by the Russian State Symphonic Capella. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 104. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day and that you will tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.